Hallo jazzvrienden en vriendinnen. Welkom bij een nieuwe Jazz is een podcast. Heb je trouwens vragen of suggesties over deze podcast? Dan kan je dat mailen naar info@jazzism.nl. info@jazzism.nl. Ja, ik maak alweer een tijdje programma's voor de Concertzender. Ze hebben een hele mooie app, zijn te horen via de kabel en via het internet natuurlijk. We hebben veel buitenlandse luisteraars. En elke zaterdagavond maak ik van 9 tot 10 een nieuwe versie van Co Live. Leuk om te doen, leuke omgeving. Het gaat daar eigenlijk alleen maar om goede muziek. En als je naar de app kijkt, dan zie je ook dat er allerlei soorten muziek door elkaar lopen. Eigenlijk zoals Radio 4 vroeger was, toen het nog niet NPO Klassiek heette. Ik weet niet of je die discussie een beetje volgt, maar een collega van mij die sprak over het verouderen van de zender. Ja, ik ben zelf ook niet meer de jongste, dus ik vind die term een beetje dubieus. Maar ik begrijp wel wat hij bedoelt. Het wordt er allemaal niet spannender op in elk geval. Maar goed, heb je hier geen last van bij Jazzism en bij de Concertzender? Dus ik wil je nu graag meenemen naar een tijd dat de NPO landelijk nog wel aan jazz deed. Namelijk Radio 6. En dat was eigenlijk ook weer gekoppeld aan die Concertzender. Het is een kleine wereld. En door de jaren heen heb ik dankzij mijn radiowerk heel veel bijzondere mensen mogen ontmoeten. En met sommigen raakte ik ook min of meer bevriend. Een voorrecht noem ik dat. Dat gold onder andere voor Al Jarreau. Die kende ik eigenlijk, ja natuurlijk kende ik hem als beroemdheid, maar hij was de zanger van het allereerste bandje van George Duke. En daar was ik goed bevriend mee. Dus de connectie George Duke-Al Jarreau heeft altijd iets speciaals opgeleverd. Nou, we hadden hem al vaak meegemaakt in onze uitzendingen. En in 2012 ging ik hem even interviewen voor een uitzending. En dat was in Den Haag. 2012, we hadden allebei een heel goed glas rode wijn bij de hand. En ik heb het met hem gehad over muziek natuurlijk, maar ook over wat diepere achtergronden van hoe hij naar het leven kijkt. Levenslessen van Al Jarreau, over kunst, creativiteit en een link naar Nederland, hoe het is om onder zeeniveau te leven. Hij had het over zijn liefde voor Nederland en het feit dat hij absoluut geen last had van onze kou. Want opgroeiend in Milwaukee liep hij met lage temperaturen gewoon in korte broek. Dit is een glaasje wijn met Al Jarreau.
Music is not the only thing that can be the fountain of youth. It's that thing that you love doing. Can you imagine being someone who loves to paint? Can you imagine being someone who loves to grow flowers? And you wake up in the morning thinking about flowers and you go to sleep at night thinking about flowers. Or maybe your thing is to redesign the office place, the workplace, so that it's bright and inspiring. And when people come there, they like being there. And your staff walks into a place where they create things that wouldn't be created if you didn't redesign the office and make it a wonderful place to be. Find that thing in your life that makes you feel like that. You got the fountain of youth, and it makes you a nice person to be around. It makes you a nice neighbor. Makes you a nice husband. Makes you a good father or mother, because there's something that brightens your life and makes you laugh.
So basically, what you say is that the secret is creativity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Secret is creativity, and you can do it in so many, 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 many kinds of ways. Mm-hmm. Take the seeds out of the package and put them in the ground and water them and watch what happens. Yeah, to be able to make something where there was nothing before. That's a little God-giving man, a little part of himself. That so that we can create in our own lives. It's an amazing thing.
Mm-hmm. How do you secure yourself of keeping that creativity in your art? To who?
You have to pray to the eternal source and force. That thing that was out of which everything came. What I mean by that is that this is the tool for it, for anything that happens. And what happens, you created by how you thought yesterday or 5 years ago. You have to see where you want to be. And see yourself doing what you want to do. And you have some a little bit of control of that. You want to be whatever. You want to be a doctor. You want to be an architect. You have to see that. That is the tool. It doesn't happen if you don't see it. As a singer and a songwriter, I have to see myself doing the work and creating the work. And having confidence that that will happen. It's the only way it works. It's the creative visualization, some people call it prayer, but you have to see it, creative visualization. Have you ever seen an athlete, have you ever seen a sprinter who needs results now, needs the result of his prayer now? He stands at the edge of the edge of the runway, and we think he's crazy because the runner's doing this, and he's in a trance. He's seeing it. He's seeing it. He looks crazy, but he's not. He's seeing the future in his mind right now. He's seeing himself in 15 meters, what he has to be doing. He's seeing himself in 20 meters. He's seeing himself in 30 meters. He's seeing himself go over the bar. Over the bar, seeing it. And if you don't see it, nothing happens. You'll be sitting there for a long time and doing nothing if you don't see yourself getting out of bed and going and brushing your teeth.
Do you mind if I ask you a very personal question?
Yes.
Okay. Next question.
I know you. It's coming anyway.
Well, it's.
It's all right. Come on with it.
Well, maybe we won't even use this, but it's just a personal observation that I have, and I don't want to forget about it and go home and thought, oh, I should have asked. I think that you look younger and better than last year when we did the Edison.
Oh my goodness. Performance. Wow, I don't know how.
Don't you agree?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I'm looking at the same face with new wrinkles over here. But I'm feeling pretty good, and still have this work and new experiences that are coming from the work. A chance. I get excited. Coming to a place, and they're different in lots of places for different reasons. But to come to a place, I was saying it to as we drove in the car from here to the rehearsal halls of the Metropole. When you live below sea level, there's no fooling around. You gotta get it right. And you guys get it right. I mean, from the construction to fine hardware in the toilet. Nice hardware. It works every time. Wonderful for me to come here and see this way of life, see a people who had to do it right or they would drown, and keep on doing it right and have an education and school program that makes for a population of people who love the arts, who gave us Van Gogh and Rembrandt and who found this music that had its birth in America and brought it to Holland, gave it to Nils Lundgren, gave it to Treintje, and can do it as good as the people who gave birth to the music. That's pretty special stuff. So I woke up this morning and breathed this air here, and it's wonderful cool air. You can feel it go inside. It's great.
So the cold doesn't bother you?
I'm sorry?
The cold doesn't bother you?
Oh, no. I grew up in Milwaukee. I used to ice skate. I used to ice skate, and it's cold like this in Milwaukee, and we ran cross country in this weather in high school. A day like today, what's the temperature today?
It's about 10 Celsius.
Yeah, so we were running in shorts in this kind of weather in Milwaukee. Yeah, and so I got some of the power and heartiness that comes from a simple thing like the weather makes you tough.
Ja, we missen hem nog regelmatig. Wat een ongelooflijke mooie man, Al Jarreau. Tot zover deze Jazz is een podcast. De volgende die gaat over onbegrijpelijkheid in interviews. Wat ik daarmee bedoel, nou, dat hoor je volgende keer. Dankjewel voor het luisteren. Mijn naam is Code Kloet, zeg ik alleen nog. Gedag allemaal.